Is this on?
It's spelled Rogucki, but it's pronounced
Rogusky. Blame Ellis Island for that, but anyway. Hey, obviously by looking at you, all of you, you've done a lot since the last time I've seen you, it looks like, huh? What? That's a pretty good way to start out, isn't it? But anyway, this is what we're here for. We are running 2 days a week as far as conditioning, and we're doing skill work 2 days a week. And our upper body days are Monday, Wednesday. Lower body days are Tuesday, Thursday. We use Friday as a makeup day. They're only allowed to get 4 days in. You can carry over to the fifth day if they want to make it up. You can't extend 1 week into the next, though. So everything's done in this first week can only pertain to this first week. And then we move into the second week next week, which is basically just us with the players on the field in the weight room and so forth. Nothing's really changed as far as how we're approaching what we do. We look at the neck as the most important area for us in training on our upper body day. So it's the first thing we do. We take care of the neck, the trap area. From that, one Monday we start with the bench press. The following Monday we start with the incline. So that's basically how we program that. Same thing with the legs. The first leg day is squat. The second leg day would be trap bar deadlift. And from that, we mix in different exercises. And we have an additional guy, Billy, who is working as a cross-training specialist for us. Now, what he's doing is he's basically covering areas if a guy needs special work, rehab, or if he wants to do some additional abdominal work, flexibility, foam rolls, whatever it may be. So we are incorporating him in the middle of the workout and at the end of the workout. He's a good addition to the program. Our main objective is to get these guys in shape as quick as we can and be safe as we're doing that. Now, our work habit here, as you can see, when a lot of guys come in from different programs, we do a little bit more than a lot of teams do. We expect a lot out of them. The bottom line is we got to get them strong and in shape as quick as we can because we're missing 4 weeks because of the late start time for us. So we're attacking it as hard as we can and with the concept of being safe and making sure that we're getting prepared for the next phase. So that's basically what we do. Do you have any questions?
Sure. How is Felicio Assembly coming along? Coach Harbaugh said he thought he'd be able to do a lot by now.
He's coming along very well. He's on track, so he's doing a great job, You know, those guys that are in that status of rehab, they're progressing. So, you know, it's a every day, every week process for them. But he's doing fine. So, but how about the push-ups and the setups that I asked you about last year? Has anyone begun to do those? No?
Do you pair the guys together, or is that something that they just naturally do?
We make an attempt to pair them. But we found out through time that it's better to let them decide who they want to go with. And there'll be guys, I had a guy tell me today, I prefer to do this in the room by myself when it's not as crowded. That's perfectly fine. As far as the strength coach goes, that's the best environment you could be in because it's one-on-one. But, you know, they also have to build that camaraderie and be there as a group and as a team. And what we try to do is we make this as competitive as we can. We basically break down by position. If I'm a linebacker coming into this program, we have an average starting weight for all linebackers, if they're new to us. Within that framework, then we have the linebackers that have been here. We try to get that average weight and starting weight with those guys that have been here as close as we can. So what you'll see is a linebacker not in our program, seeing a guy do 500 pounds on a leg press, now that's competition, and we invite that. Now, there are some guidelines to that. If we know this guy wants an attempt 500 pounds and he can't do 450, then we don't allow that to happen. So we monitor that by each position coming in. And we're competitive in the drills that we run. You know, we will group them like tomorrow we have a run in which we'll have two drills, and this drill will compete against this drill. And we break it down by position. So competition is key. It's key for us here. It builds that want and that desire to continue to get better. So once they leave us, they are somewhat programmed into that. And again, it doesn't matter how many years of football they play. It's ingrained in them. But when they're away from it, you have to start bringing it back out. It's just like if you never rode a bike in 10 years, when you get back on that bike, you're going to be rusty. But eventually in time, the skill is going to come back. So,
Coach, because it's voluntary, how many guys have you been able to look at? And are your expectations lowered in any degree because it is voluntary and it's early?
Well, our numbers are high. Are our expectations low? No. Because if they're here, we'll get them where we need them to be. So, no. Anybody that comes into this program right now, our expectations are always going to be high for them. We're always going to press that button. Because if we don't start that pressing of that button today, then 3 weeks from now, they're not going to be ready. Now, we do it in a group, as I said, then we do it individually. But, no, our expectations are high, and they are where we need them to be. Some guys, of course, just like in any organization, you're going to have guys that might need a little bit of help or shove them along a little bit. But, you know, that's anything. But, no, our expectations are always high. And right now we're pleased with what they're doing.
Brandon Williams posted a video of him benching 525, not here but somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on that and whether you've seen a guy?
I told him that's high enough. You know, 525 is fine. Did I see it? Yes. And it was a pretty good lift, but that's high enough for right now, Brandon.
Have you ever seen somebody lift that much, or is that
I don't want to throw a name out, but I had a guy at one other club that I was with at 6 a.m. in the morning put 500 pounds on, and that was after flying East Coast back to West Coast and wanting to start out at that weight. So is that something that I've never seen before? I've seen it before. Is that a good lift? Yes, it is. Can this guy that did the 500 at 6:30 in the morning walk on his hands? I don't think so, but Brandon can, because I saw that. So, how many of us here can do that, walk on our hands? Okay, we haven't done anything, no push-ups, no sit-ups. Maybe we can do this for next year. Raise the hand if you can walk on your hands next year. Huh? So,
because of the later start time with the off-season program the last couple of years with the CBA, how much more of a challenge is that for you? And just how much of that is just as an organization, you have to trust these guys that they're not in as early in the spring, but you're trusting that they're going to be at least close to being ready to go?
Well, it's just like anything else. If I don't attend class for 5 weeks and I got 3 weeks left and I got to come in and take that exam, that means I got to work a lot harder to get there. So we're pressing the button with these guys now. Now, normally we may start a little bit lighter in regards to overload. It's something we have no control over. What we've done, we've lost that. And now our concept is we got to get them there as quick as we can. Again, would I rather have them there earlier? Why, sure. Do I believe our guys are prepared somewhere else and coming in? For the most part, yes, because our first run is 6 300s. It's a challenging run. It's a safe run. And it tells us that if they're running 5 and 6, and if they end up having to walk, then they haven't done anything. So it's just a guide for us to monitor how we approach them. If a guy can't run 6 300s, then that means we got to back something off. Because if we don't, we're going to tweak something, and then it's going to set us back. So, yeah, we would like to have him here, but we can't. So we just try to go a little bit harder as we approach it.
Is it encouraging when you see guys like Joe Flacco or Ray Rice or Webb here, even though it's voluntary, but some of those veteran guys who come here and want to be part of this?
Sure. When you have your leaders here, that's a good thing. You know, I look at strength and conditioning and what we do, and we're a small piece of the pie. I look at it as every player that's in our program is important, from Joe Flacco to the guy that's running down on special teams to the guy that's just on practice squad. We don't hold any difference in what your role is with the team. So when they come in to us, I'm not concerned if it's Flacco or if it's a practice team guy. What I'm concerned about is I'm going to train this player as if he's a starter. And that's how you have to approach it. You can't say practice squad guys, well, you know, we'll get them, we can get them. No, if a practice squad guy is in there, the same time Flacco's in there, practice squad guy we will pay attention to just like we do Flacco. So everyone's important because you never know when that practice squad guy becomes Joe Flacco. And, you know, sometimes you find yourself in situations in which you're not paying attention to a practice squad guy, and all of a sudden he becomes the star. So you got to be real careful with that. Everyone has the same importance in our program with our coaches. So is it encouraged? Yes, it's great. I'm glad they're here.
And with Ray Rice, his trainer said that he's lost a considerable amount of weight this offseason, that he's maybe in the best shape that he's been in this point of the offseason during his career. How does he look to you?
He looks great and looks fine. I've never spoken to his trainer, but he looks good. You know, I've spoken to Ray. He's doing some things differently as far as his diet and so forth. And he told me, you know, he has a handle on it. So he looks good. He looks good. Whatever he did from the end of the season till now, he's in a good position right now.
Is there any different point of emphasis just in general for the program this year, things that you'd like to see specific improvements on from a year ago?
We always strive to get stronger. That's the bottom line. They say, what is unique about your program? Every time they come in, they're going to do more weight or more reps without bells and whistles. And, again, there's a lot of programs out there that have bells and whistles. And the bottom line is, fellas and ladies, it's like this. In order to survive in this league, you got to lift, and you got to lift heavy. That's the bottom line. You got to run, and you got to run fast. You got to condition, and you got to condition long. There's no other answers but that, you know, to survive. It's a collision out there. It's a car crash every time they hit. You don't understand that unless you're on the sideline. You don't see that until you're flying at 30,000 feet and you got a broken finger, hyperextended arm, and a dislocated kneecap. That's when you really realize the impact that's occurring. So our goal is to get them as strong as we can, as fast as they can, and as big as we can, as quick as we can, you know, for that particular time. And there's a progression. What we're doing now would change when the coaches start with them in 2 weeks. From that, when mini camp starts, OTAs, then preseason, you know, all those have different levels of effort and intensity. So as the intensity goes up on the field, we have to be smart and adapt it to what we're doing in the room. The bottom line is they're here to play football. Not every football player is a weightlifter, and not every weightlifter is a football player. I was at some schools in which the guys that were the strongest on the bench, shaking their helmet on the sideline, never got in the game. He's a great weightlifter, but he wasn't a real good football player. So what we try to do is mesh them both together. And guys are going to do things that they enjoy. You may like one exercise, you may like another. So you're going to be good at those. I don't have to worry about those. What I got to worry about is you not wanting to train the back of your shoulder, or you not wanting to train your hamstring. I then have to come in and make sure that is being done, because you want balance front and back. If you don't have balance, you're going to have injuries. So,
would you say as a group, as a team, that they are more healthy now than they were this time last year? And how much does that help you when, if that's true?
Well, I don't know if that's true, because that's the medical aspect of it. The healthier they are coming in, the easier it is for us. You know, so, you know, if a guy comes in at 100%, then you're going to have a better chance of getting there quicker. If a guy's coming in at 75%, it's going to take a little bit longer. But as far as are we more healthier now than then, I don't have that answer. Only thing I know is I have a best effort that has occurred any time from the first year they were here until today, and we take a percentage of that, and we hope that we can start at that weight and maintain that weight as a start and then grow from there.
Does the focus change for some of the veterans on the team every year, like certain stuff you work on, like guys like Haloti and Terrell Suggs, guys that have been here for a while? Do you sort of have to change the program every year for them, and you know, as they get up there in their career?
Well, it's not that the program is changed. We still grind. It doesn't matter if they played 10 years, 5 years. You know, we still make an attempt to grind, because the bottom line is it doesn't matter if they're in their 15th year. When they get there and they're competing, you can't say, oh, hold up now, I've been here 15 years. You got to slow down a little bit. It doesn't work that way. So we do make an attempt. We do make an attempt. You know, the older you get, the more problems you're going to have maintaining strength. So that's why they got to work harder to do that. The older you get, the more weight you're going to have added to the body. So they got to work hard to keep it off. So is there a difference because they're year 15 and year 7? Not really. They may prefer one exercise over another, but we, you know, we can substitute that.
And Arthur Brown has said throughout the
guess you've had him for close to a year now. How have you seen him develop physically since you first started?
He's done a good job from leaving us to coming back. He's around 233, I believe, right now. So he's a little heavier than he was last year. He's done well from the time he was going till now. So the sky's the limit for him, you know. So he's done his part. We just need to continue on from there.